This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells. From pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the last year, our world has experienced great upheaval. Growing crisis in food insecurity, record heat, floods and droughts, COVID-19, inflation.
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy.
End of quote.
If I were President Biden, I wouldn't go on TV ever again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, arrests are being made around Boston as climate protesters are blocking traffic.
When I get arrested, I get treated very differently, and I'm going to get bailed out.
Well, isn't that special?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Dr. Fauci-zy.
You're hiding me. What is it that you do here? Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you.
You know, they're kind of cute, but it's, you know, bobbleheads and candles and things like that.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, they're just not making lawsuits like they used to. I mean, they are really giving new meaning to the phrase frivolous lawsuits here today. With this first yesterday, it was the suit by some local public defender types suing Ron DeSantis in U.S. District Court, federal court in Boston, over the illegal alien flight to Martha's Vineyard. They got on a private jet. Private jet. Most people that come into Martha's Vineyard on a private jet have a net worth of at least $500 million or $1 billion. And now they're suing because they were kidnapped. And then today, this morning, the Attorney General of the state of New York announced that she is suing Donald Trump and his children for staggering fraud. She made these allegations in a staggeringly fraudulent lawsuit against the former president in New York State.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
She said that he has overvalued the net worth of many of his properties and his real estate, etc. And I am so old that I can remember when she said that she was going to sue him because he had committed staggering fraud by undervaluing all of his property. So now he's overvaluing his property. We'll get to all of that. And President Trump has left us a message that he wanted to respond directly to what was said. But the first thing I want to talk about here today is we're in Boston, of course, and there was yet another climate emergency today. A group called Extinction Rebellion. I wish they were extinct. I wish they would go extinct or just migrate to some other place.
How dare you?
But the Extinction Rebellion today tried to shut down traffic. And fortunately for all commuters in the metropolitan Boston region, they posted it on their website that they were going to try to shut down these various bridges and entrance ramps to interstate highways so that the cops were waiting for them. And then they had busted, they said there were media leaks. There were media leaks. I mean, you know, media leaks occur when you post something on your website. People are monitoring it because they know you're capable of doing very stupid, dangerous things. So we sent out our new employee Emma Foley today. She lives in South Boston. she's getting a nice welcome to the city, you know, between all the shutdowns of the subways and the new bike lanes and the new bus lanes. And now we have the Extinction Rebellion trying to shut down what few lanes remain open to vehicles, pleasure vehicles, as it says on the Storrow Drive signs. And so she got over there, and Emma Foley talked to some of these hippies. And so I love this one cut is, but I'm particularly fond of. The guy is talking about the anxiety that he feels from climate change. Now, I wasn't there today. Thank God I didn't have to go into the city of Boston. But you know what happens when I'm trying to get to work in the morning, when you're trying to get to work in the morning, and all of a sudden traffic grinds to a screeching halt, and you flick around on the radio to get a traffic report, and you see that hippies are blocking the highways to protect polar bears. You know what that induces in me? It induces extreme anxiety. So anyway, this is the trust funded goateed Birkenstock clad hippie today talking with our reporter Emma Foley about anxiety. Cut 10.
That anxiety that you're feeling about climate change, and you all know that it's real, that anxiety is pushing you down. And if you just do nothing and try to ignore that anxiety, it's just gonna fester in there, and it's gonna cause depression and all kinds of other things. You need to fight that anxiety by taking some action.
You need to fight that anxiety by taking some action, namely causing anxiety in people who, unlike you, are not living off of earlier generations' wealth, who actually have to go to work every day and make the money to support their families. How about if you were in an ambulance today? Because they've done this before, and we know that in the past when they've done this for other silly reasons, they have actually stopped on interstate highways north and south of the city of Boston. They have stopped ambulances from getting into our hospitals here in the city, world-class hospitals. Do you think if you were in an ambulance, you were having you'd had a heart attack or you'd had a stroke and they were trying to rush you to Brigham and Women's, Mass General, one of the world-class hospitals here. And all of a sudden the ambulance ground to a halt. What's wrong? My ticker's going. Don't worry, sir. They'll have these hippies cleared out of here in a couple of hours. I mean, how is this a legitimate form of protest?
You know, I've spent a lot of time now with these young students, and they're scared. And a lot of young people are even suffering from, they're calling it extinction illness.
If the hospital can't get you, if the ambulance can't get you to the hospital and you bleed out, or you can't get your heart restarted again or whatever, you know, you're going to suffer some real anxiety.
You're going to suffer some extinction illness yourself. You're going to be dead.
Yeah. So here they're explaining what they wanted to do. Cut 4. This is with Emma Foley, another one of the hippies.
Why did you choose 6 a.m. to meet up?
There was a roadblock, so we had to run.
I'm not sure. Effective morning traffic.
That makes sense.
Yeah, just bright and early.
As opposed to their usual 10 a.m.
Number one, it wasn't that bright and early. If you're the kind of person who has to go into the city, has to be there at like 7 o'clock in the morning, you had no problems because these people are hippies. This thing started causing trouble around 7:30 or 8 o'clock, which is early, but it's not that early. You know what I mean? They weren't up at the crack of dawn because they don't get up at the crack of dawn. I want to find out where they're from, too. I'm just going to guess. Magic 8-Ball is going to tell me where they're from. Where are they from, Magic 8-Ball? The hippies. Block traffic. Brookline, Cambridge, Jamaica Plain. Thank you, Magic 8-Ball. You confirm my suspicions. 844-500-4242. So much to get to here today, but I just had to start with that. 8603 raises the obvious point here. So the climate protesters are concerned about fossil fuel emissions, but they will bring traffic to a standstill. Doesn't idling make it worse? You would think, wouldn't you? I mean, that seems only logical or rational. But then, you know what? Weed is legal here in Massachusetts. And it's not the weed of the 60s and the 70s, homegrown stuff. This is powerful THC-infused cannabis sativa. And that's what they're into. 844-500-4242. With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean that I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute meals, low-prep, and easy cleanup options are perfect for busy weeknights. I have something here from Patrice. She said last night, there's a couple of days ago, last night we made HelloFresh's sweet chili tofu bowls. I like tofu, and God knows I like HelloFresh. And I like this meal a lot. She's one of our regular listeners. She's been buying HelloFresh for more than a year now. Her husband's name is Bill. Once again, Bill was skeptical beforehand. He's not a tofu person, nor am I. But he ended up thinking it was excellent. He said he would definitely want to get that again. FYI, we once again added our own chicken breast to this otherwise vegetarian meal. That's the thing about HelloFresh. You can add an ingredient or you can take out an ingredient, but this gives you a whole new spin on your options for dining every evening or every morning, for that matter, because they have meals for every lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Now says Patrice, I'm actively looking for very new to us HelloFresh meals to try all this time, and every HelloFresh meal has been either a super hit or at the very least a value for the money. Because not only is HelloFresh cheaper than the grocery store, it's also 25% cheaper than getting takeout, and you don't have the hassle of having to go to the grocery store and spend all that money on gasoline and deal with some people still wearing masks and all the rest of the nonsense at the grocery store. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off. This is a great deal, 65% off. Plus free shipping. That's code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Just take a chance. You can't go wrong with a 65% discount. Just ask me or just ask Patrice. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr will be right back. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to, whether it's podcasts or music or anything else. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Half the price. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order.
I would not be able to get through life without my Raycons. Use them every day.
They are. They're fantastic. Now, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will the climate protesters receive for their actions in Boston today? A fine? Jail time? Or a pat on the back?
And again, this is not what they should receive. It's what they will receive. They're going to receive a pat on the back. I know that I've seen this happen before when they were protesting something and they chained themselves to the 55-gallon drums. Remember that?
That was also a climate thing, wasn't it?
Was it a climate thing or was it a George Floyd thing?
Well, it may have been a George Floyd thing.
But they didn't do any jail time. You have these bleeding heart judges here in Massachusetts, just like every other jurisdiction, just about in the United States, and they just let go back to your trust funds, go back to Pater, go back to your gated community, go back to Martha's Vineyard. So I'm going to say they're going to get a pat on the back.
97% say a pat on the back. 2% say a fine. Only 1% say jail time.
That 1%, that vote is a triumph of hope over experience, as they say. Listen to this guy listen to this Extinction Rebellion protester with Emma Foley, our new reporter. By the way, she'll have a story posted very shortly on that you can read at HowieCarshow.com. Cut 11.
I would like to see more roads that are car free. You know, I mean, one of the things is with COVID, the government showed us what they can do. Look how much money they spent. Now, they spent it badly, and a whole bunch of rich people, like, sucked it off the top. But that's what we're capable of doing if we decide we want to act. But the government doesn't want to act because they want to get reelected, and the fossil fuel companies are paying the bill for them to get reelected.
That made no sense.
Well, we're going, we don't need roads.
Look what they did during COVID. Yeah, they screwed up the entire society. They killed the old people by putting the infected in nursing homes. They screwed up the younger generation by making them wear masks and keeping them out of school for 2 years. They destroyed businesses. They cost millions of people their jobs. They made them welfare dependent. It was a total, look what government can do. Why aren't they holding these demonstrations in China or India, the countries that are producing most of the carbon emissions that they claim are destroying the planet? The problem is not in the United States. It's in the emerging industrial powers like China and India. 844-500-4242. And now they're going to claim that they're really being oppressed. They want to get that victim cred. Cut 5.
People gathering in Minnesota, and that was the first time I got arrested, and so it was. I mean, there's really an emotional part of being arrested.
There's really an emotional part of being arrested. I have to call up the lawyer for my trust fund. No, they don't, though, because they're released. They're not. Most of them aren't arrested. A handful were arrested today, but not many. And then they're just released on personal recognizance, and then they come up and they go into. They don't get charged with anything serious. They're in district court, and they just continued without a finding. Tyrone, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tyrone.
Yes, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
Hello. Okay, I've spoken to the protesters before in the 80s when they were protesting the Iraqi war or Iran war or whatever in Springfield, and I chatted with them. These kids, they're mercenary nomads. They go from place to place. It's funded by the bus. They get the motels. They party at night. They carry these signs. They don't even know the world is round their flat. It's just ridiculous, the whole thing. These people don't get off their ass in the morning to go protest unless it's a party. It's really happening.
I think I don't know if they get paid, but I think they are lonely. This is their socialization, Tyrone. This is what they do. They're lonely. They don't have jobs. They got plenty of money, but they have no purpose in life. So they just go out and they hassle people. They hassle people who have to earn a living, who have to support their families, who need to get somewhere, maybe they don't have a job. Maybe they just got to go to a class. Maybe they got to go to a hospital visit, have some blood drawn, get a medical test. Or maybe they want to volunteer, the people in the cars that they block. Maybe they want to volunteer to work at a charity like a soup kitchen or for the Salvation Army, but they couldn't do it this morning, could they? I'm Howie Carr. This summer, I'm taking premium audio with me everywhere I go with Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Plus, noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a grueling workout with optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. These earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear, and they do not budge. With Raycon, I can also get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And I love this. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself what the hype is all about. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, the Magic 8-Ball knows whereof it speaks. They just released the names and hometowns of the 15 hippies that were arrested in Boston today and charged with blocking the roads as part of climate change. And three of them, as Magic 8-Ball predicted, were from Jamaica Plain, a very, very trendy, cool part of the city of Boston. And some of the other ones were from Putney, Vermont, Castleton, Vermont. Oh, two from Castleton, Vermont. Samantha and Benjamin Hayward from Castleton, Vermont. Arlington, oh. That's the People's Republic of Arlington. Somerville. It's which used to be an all-American city. Now it's an all un-American city. How about someone from Redondo Beach, California?
Wow.
Is that a member of the Beach Boys?
This is a...
Surf and Safari to Massachusetts to block our highways. How do you like our restaurants? William Christopher Regan from Redondo Beach, California. Thanks for coming in and blocking the roads today. We appreciate it. All right. We'll be talking more about this as we go along. We got a lot of great sound to play from these hippies that were wreaking havoc today in the city. We got so much other stuff to do. And we also, President Trump has checked in as well on this ridiculous civil lawsuit that's been filed against him by failed politician Letitia James, the New York State Attorney General. But right now it's time for Grace, isn't it?
Yes, Howie. There's a new book that's coming out in October, and it's by former White House spokesman Brian Morgenstern. It's called Vignettes and Vino, and in the book he calls Fauci awful and an egomaniac. I'm sure both of those things will shock you. But he also has a little bit of stories. He has stories to back it up. He says, I vividly recall my blood boiling during an infuriating meeting in the Roosevelt Room of the White House when Fauci laughed about his own goggles comment, making it clear how cynical he was and that he could get people to believe anything. He went on to laugh about how ass backwards it was that people entered a restaurant wearing a mask, then sat down and conversed with people without a mask. Of course, he wasn't saying those things out loud, like he wasn't trying to say them to affect the policy.
He wasn't saying them when the red light was on.
Right. Just laughing privately at the American rubes he was fooling. Again, I know that's not going to have anyone clutching their pearls tonight.
Yeah.
But
Dr. Fauci, I just want you to know that there were hundreds of millions of us that you weren't fooling. You weren't pulling the wool over our eyes. Maybe some of the hippies that were arrested today on the streets trying to block traffic. You fooled them, but you didn't fool most people.
Yeah, and this just confirms what we all knew, which is he is an egomaniac who is just high on his own supply, so to speak. Kamala Harris is being mocked for a new word salad. She was talking about community banks. And the thing about community banks, Howie.
They're in the community.
They are in the community.
And what do they serve?
Well, it's funny you should ask. They serve these community banks in the community. They serve said community.
Might as well hear that cut.
So we invested an additional $12 billion into community banks because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Five, count them, five communities in 15 seconds.
In one sentence. It's really, every time she does this, I think, this has got to be a fluke. It's got to be the last time, but she keeps coming out with them. So many hits from one woman.
You would think that she could get a speechwriter who had a Roger's thesaurus or, you know, the internet equivalent of it.
Yeah. All you have to do is type in. Nowadays, you don't even have to go to a website. You just go to Google and you type in community synonyms and you get like five words you could use. I do it all the time when I'm writing.
Right.
I use synonyms.com every day.
You use synonyms or cinnamons?
Cinnamons, too. Fortune magazine says you should be happy about inflation and worried about something else. Before they can push, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. They have to push. You can't afford anything and you should be happy about it. Fortune magazine published an article titled "Why You Should Be Happy About Inflation and Worried About Something Else." And then they put it out on Twitter. And, of course, it got a lot of reaction from people, including Chicks on the Right.
Somebody claimed that a texter that one of the hippies today said that they couldn't drive an electric car. They were on TV saying they couldn't drive an electric car because they couldn't afford one. And so they drove to the protest against fossil fuels in a fossil fuel-powered car.
Well, and I'm glad you brought this out because I was talking about this today on my show about the UN because the New York Post had a really good piece about how the UN talks all about climate change. It's usually the focal point of their speeches and their presenters and stuff. And then they have all these people driving in their own limos and showing up in private planes. Can't the UN speakers and leaders and attendees carpool? Can't we get them on some sort of electric bus where the wheels go round and round? Why does everyone need to take their own cars? I carpooled as a kid. You get everyone in the neighborhood in the same car.
How about Zoom?
How about Zoom? That's another great idea. How about we don't even waste that electricity on Zoom and we just send in letters and put them into a box and then bury the box in the ground. And
the UN, that takes up a huge amount of land. Used to be owned by the Rockefeller families, Turtle Bay. It's on the east side. Got beautiful views of the East River and over into Brooklyn. I mean, it would be a perfect place. Just tear down the UN building and build public housing, high rises for illegal alien, MS-13, machete wielding, fentanyl dealing gangbangers from Central America. New York could better celebrate diversity with the new undocumented Democrats replacing all the diplomats who claim they can park wherever they want and beat up their girlfriends or wives and they have diplomatic immunity, or so they say, when they're hauled into court.
Yeah, and it is, I have heard from people who live in New York, this is like the worst week in New York City because it is just a cluster bleep. Like, there's so much traffic. There's so much security. Everyone's coming in. So I'm team Zoom. Bring it to the Zoom. I think we'll accomplish the same amount. Howie, there's a new poll out from USA Today and Suffolk, and it shows that Florida Republicans prefer their governor as opposed to Trump in 2024. Obviously, we're still a long way out, but I did think it was interesting that in this hypothetical matchup, DeSantis now leads Trump 48% to 40%, which is crazy because
we flipped since January, just 9 months.
It's crazy because we're told that people in Florida hate the governor, that he's the worst governor in the United States, and that everyone should be, you know, dying to get to California and New York. And Charlie Crist tells us that anyone who votes for DeSantis, they have hate in their heart, and yet they want him to be president. Make that make sense.
508 says, any arrests from my hometown, Brockton?
City of champs.
Everybody in Brockton was working this morning, or at least a lot of them were working. They weren't blocking traffic in the city of Boston.
Yeah, one thing I will say about climate activists, Howie, is that remember the climate activists who had the wheelbarrows full of manure outside the White House?
Yes.
They do tend to go after both sides. Like, they're never happy no matter who's in charge. So this doesn't surprise me. I do think the props complicate things. I think whenever you have props in a situation, you have to be ready to roll, you know?
I think when that guy mentioned props, I think he was talking about the hippie. I think he was talking about the 55-gallon oil drums.
Yeah.
I mean, I never think of an oil drum as a prop.
Well, you're not a performer.
I guess I'm not.
When you're a climate activist performing these political...
It's street theater.
Yeah.
It's like, people who spray paint graffiti, they're not vandals, they're artists.
Hey, glad you brought that up. Did you see what happened to the Washington Monument?
An artist the Washington Monument. With red paint.
I set you up for that one pretty good. That's like really the whole story, but it was sad to see. I mean, it's always sad when people do stuff like that. By the way,
question is, why don't we know that guy's name? We know the name of all these hippies that got arrested this morning in Boston. Why don't we know the name of this guy? I want to know his party affiliation. Was it a Democrat or was it a Republican who was arrested for vandalizing the Washington Monument?
Could I add in a second question? We're going to look into this. Was he wearing a mask?
That's another good question, yes.
There's so many questions that need to be answered, and I don't think they're going to be answered by any of the journalists in D.C. Speaking of, today in Politico, it came out that the White House, the administration, is not happy with a certain reporter from Fox News, and it's not Peter Ducey. They've set their sights on another one-horse pony soldier, Bill Malugin.
I mean... Because he has the audacity to actually go down to the border and report on the illegal aliens wading across the Rio Grande or swimming across the Rio Grande, which KJP says daily doesn't and never has and never will happen under Brandon.
Yeah, and if he actually wanted to get on the White House's good side, he should do what real reporters do. He should stay in his house and be a keyboard warrior and write about the upcoming January 6th trials. That's how you become a real reporter. That's how you get a Profiles in Courage award. It's not by going to the border and reporting on real news.
And you say the Democrats are surging in the polls. And that no one really wants John Fetterman or... Katie Hobbs to debate.
No, debates are so passé.
That's 20th century.
That's yesteryear.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we just go on our feelings. I got a good feeling about him.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
What do Kyle Rittenhouse, Peter Navarro, who's going to be on the show in the next day or so, and the Canadian Truckers Union have in common? They've all used Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go is the best crowdfunding site for all your fundraising needs. They do not discriminate. If you need funds for medical, legal, or pet bills, then you should look at Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go doesn't charge a fee. They let the giver decide how much extra to give to the site. This means you can keep more of the donated dollars. Give, Send, Go has been involved in helping those with legal fees surrounding election integrity issues. Maybe Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida could use Give, Send, Go to raise funds for his legal defense against this frivolous lawsuit that's been filed over shipping the illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. He was sued yesterday. He's looking for legal help, and legal help costs a lot of money. The left throws it at you. They call it lawfare. And if you want to fight back, you go to Give, Send, Go. Give, Send, Go has a 501c arm that allows you to write off your donation. Take a look at their website and see all the wonderful opportunities to help those in need. Become part of the Giver Army. Check them out today at givesendgo.com. That's givesendgo.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Today's cheap bastard deal is a product that I use. I take two pills every day, two capsules, Sol-T green tea extract. It's the all-natural, caffeine-free, and clinically tested dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. A patented theophylline super extract from enriched green tea. Two Sol-T soft gels are equal to 35 cups of green tea, but with zero caffeine. You know, you're told that drinking green tea is good for you, but it doesn't have the best taste in the world, in my opinion. And 35 cups would be a lot, even if it tasted great. So this is the equivalent of 35 cups without the caffeine, too. Sol-T is all natural, clinically proven to lower cholesterol, and is ideal for overall heart health. Order Sol-T now at HowieCarshow.com and click on store. You get a 30-day supply for just $15, I believe, $15. With us now to tell us more about Sol-T is founder Crom Carmichael. Crom, I'm loving Sol-T.
Well, Howie, I am glad to hear that you are taking it every day. I hope that, and I also hope you kind of did your blood work before you started taking it, and that way you can see how it works for you after somewhere between 90 and 180 days.
Right. I did do the blood work. I haven't done the blood work since I started taking it, but I didn't have a bad level, but I'm sure that, you know, you told me that it'll probably either keep me where I am now, which was a fairly healthful level, or it'll drop my cholesterol level down even more, correct?
Well, I certainly hope so. I'm 74. I've been taking our product for 18 years. And when I started taking it, those 18 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130, and 90 days later, it had dropped to 89. Now, that's more than the typical amount, but I was thrilled by that result, and I've been under 90 ever since. The other thing I think that's important is my triglycerides are generally good, and my blood pressure is 115 over 75. Stays right in that range, and I take zero prescription drugs. And for people who are 70 and don't take any prescription drugs, you can we're about 1 or 2% of the population.
Yeah, you know, and the thing I guess it's just a minor thing, but I like the fact that they're these brown soft gels. They're different color than every other pill that I take, because I'm not in that percentage of people, that small percentage of people who don't take drugs. I take some just for various problems that I have, but it's just a nice thing, and it makes me feel better that knowing that I can maybe eat something sweet or something that's not that good for me, knowing that I'm going to counteract it a little bit. And you know, the thing about it, Crom, as you know, I mean, heart disease doesn't seem to get the media attention that other diseases gets, like say COVID or cancer. But it's the number one killer of Americans. My mother died of heart disease. She lived to be 90. But you know, I mean, it's the number one killer of people across the world. You have to do something to protect your heart.
Yeah, in the U.S., there are 1 million times a year that somebody has a serious coronary related event. 600,000 people suffer a heart attack every year for the first time, and half of those people die from that first time heart attack. One more little data point, and this is kind of sad. There's 795,000 people who have a stroke every year, and that's all cardiovascular related. Just a couple of little bullet points about the way our body works. Our heart is the only thing in our body that is both an organ and a muscle. It pumps 100,000, it beats 100,000 times a day and pumps 20,000 gallons of blood through 100,000 miles of veins. The veins in a human body would circle the globe four times if they were laid end to end. And that is our cardiovascular system, and it's very important that we keep it healthy.
Yeah, keep those arteries and veins unclogged. Keep the cholesterol down, and that's what Soul Tea is all about. And this is a month-long supply, 60 soft gel capsules for $15. It's a hell of a deal. You can see what it does, and I think you'll like it. And it's, again, I think it's a great product, and I'm glad that I'm taking two a day. And go ahead.
May I mention one more thing, and that is if people want to know more about Soul Tea, they can come to our website, soultea.com, and click on the Our Science tab, because 18 years ago, Dr. David Marin, we did some clinical trials, and Dr. David Marin wrote up a white paper that was published in the archives.
Got to hold you there, Crom. Get Soul Tea, go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, get a 30-day supply for $15. It's a hell of a deal. Thanks, Crom. I'm Howie Carr.